This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, dopamine. Dopamine is a neurotransmitter found in the brain that aids in several aspects of brain function. Most importantly, happiness. It's involved in many functions like reward, enthusiasm, memory, attention, and regulation of body movements. So much so that it is called the motivation molecule. It also reduces fear, increases tolerance to pain, increases both verbal and artistic creativity, and improved cognition. Poetically, seeing the sun triggers a dopamine burst, the brighter the better. The most ubiquitous dopamine trigger is caffeine, often in the form of coffee, soda, and energy drinks. That's why coffee has the reputation for starting the day off. Beer, because it contains a uridine, is also a dopamine trigger. Interestingly, cold water immersion causes a significant increase in dopamine levels. Another well-known technique to stimulate dopamine is meditation. The dopamine that was released during the day in the pursuit of happiness is returned to the nerve synapses where it originated during sleep. So the amount and quality of sleep one gets is important. Even one sleepless night can significantly raise the presence of dopamine in your brain, which is how the brain is able to keep the body awake despite your urge to sleep. The result of sleep deprivation is a decline in mental acuity and fatigue, the inability to get a dopamine burst during activities that would usually supply it. Too much dopamine exacerbates impulsivity, overactive behavior, and addiction. Too little dopamine, on the other hand, is the cause of Parkinson's and anxiety. A high-protein diet and exercise are needed to maintain healthy levels of dopamine.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.